Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Why don't you bring it on my way?
Hold me around my waist. You can take it slow, baby. Control the pace. Way I rotate, baby, that's a little taste. Way I rotate, I'ma put you in your place.
Bad girl, no delay.
Baby, let's shake. I don't wanna stop, baby. I don't need a break. Hold a rotate, you know I don't wanna wait. We can go late, make my body celebrate. I just wanna back it up, don't beat. Say your name in key. I know what I want from you. You know what you want from me. I just wanna back it up, come beat. Say your name in key. I've been waiting on it all week. So tell me where you wanted me to be. Yeah.
Freeze, at your back. The way I like it, can't deny. Your body bang like dynamite. You the feel, I'm your kind tonight.
See me, eye to eye. We go back to back, we go 9 to 9. Body on dynamite. We can finalize.
Backstroke on it. Swimming in the kitchen till the boss. Do everything to me, but baby, don't stop. You don't even need my consent. Killing me, baby. I just want a little bit of your time. Make a day so. Make we day tonight. Take a joke, all of you. You can call me every time you want more. Move that thing, come rest on me now. I get the candy, we go make you bend for me now. All night, baby, all night. Bend your back, hold my hand. To size, I've been turning out your reef at night. It's alright, realize. Come on, time, you're my vibe.
I just wanna back it up, come beat. Say your name in key. I know what I want from you. You know what you want from me. I just wanna back it up, come beat. Say your name in key. I've been waiting on it all week. So tell me where you wanted me to be.
At your back, the way I like it, can't deny. Your body bang like dynamite. You the feel, I'm your kind tonight.
See me, eye to eye, we go back to back, we go 9 to 9. Body on dynamite, take you to my posy, we can finalize.
Listening to Radio Africana.
Chikali vile geto na kachakaza. Bunya chaga moko moko ni milio ya neno kunyamaza. Yeah, you turn good man to be bad man for your lover. Yeah, you wanna eat, I go give you kumkumba na ikasaba. Yeah, papa soft. Una kepele, pase ni chune, yote michele. Kula baga, nilete mbele. Ata si mata na shawa unekiri.
Baby, you don't know that you're the one who live in my soul. I want you to know I will never let you go.
Oh yeah, party jollof.
Jollof on the jet.
The party jollof.
Jollof on the jet.
I can't get enough.
Jollof on the jet. Jollof on the jet.
Make you party jollof.
Jollof on the jet.
The party jollof.
Get enough.
Jollof on the jet. Jollof on the jet. Jollof on the jet.
show my why. You dey confuse me in the game, I love selling you the thing.
Wanna go yard with me? She act like she never knew I'm a superstar. Ask your girls, they know who we are. Shit we done to get where we are. Pray and hope I don't see karma. All them nights I was on my last, I thank God that's in the past.
Oh Lord, show me who's true. She said she see me on YouTube. I think she does juju. Love can turn man to a fool. Don't wanna meet no one new, cause I don't know who.
Come on, come on,
show me who's
yo,
true.
See you waiting from the night. Yo, my life like a film. She asked how I make a million, so go on a drill. My ting in top now, I'm say she won't fuck with the real. I pray my brother mad miss, gon' get his appeal. Only fuck with the real. Only some left, was running from the old bill. Now they upset. If love don't really cost a thing, what's the concept? Cocktail sipping on the beach, up in dumb rep. Cases I caught, went on misdemeanors. How we take the 4-4 just to lick the dealers. Hit the heater, so I kiss and treat her. All our problems got smoked like Wiz Khalifa. Remember 20 bag licks, I wanted it all. Now 400 bag lick, I hang up the call. But all these people show me love, but want me to fall. But a wise man never
girl,
said nothing at all.
I know you wanna go yard with me. She act like she never knew I'm a superstar. Ask your girls, they know who we are. Shit we done to get where we are. Pray I know, but don't see karma. All them nights I was on my last, I thank God that's in the past.
Oh Lord, show me who's true. She said she see me on YouTube. I think she does juju. Love can turn man to a fool. Don't wanna be no one new, cause I don't know who's who. Show me who's true.
From the nine, see a step so close. Every time I think about a sex, oh God. She a 10 so smart, made my head go. Making all my friends go gone. Yo, all about my paper, got rich now. Everybody want a favor, but my babes told me never put yourself in danger. Said you're up now, why you rolling with your shaver? Life changed from an L. Free my real niggas, get the fake in the jail. She acting no funny like Dave Chappelle. But I see her teeth grinning when I gave you Chanel.
Wanna go yard with me? She act like she never knew I'm a superstar. Ask your girls, they know who we are. Shit we done to get where we are. Pray I know, but don't see karma. All them nights I was on my last, I thank God that's in the past.
Oh Lord, show me who's true. She said she see me on YouTube. I think she does juju. Love can turn man to a fool. Don't wanna be no one new, cause I don't know who's who. Show me who's true.
Wagwan, wagwan, guys. Don't worry, I'm here. Relax. Sorry for that delay. There was a bit of issue, but yeah, got it. Got it under control. Welcome back. You know what time it is? It's currently, actually, it's 9 minutes past seven. But it's still, you know, that time of the week, of the day, on Friday. It's Memes and Minds with Esther, and I welcome you guys to today's episode. Guys, how are you doing? First of all, let me start by saying today's weather had a mood swing because it was cold this morning. Like, I could feel my feet. It was so cold. I felt like I was freezing. And then when I got out of the house during evening, it was warm, and I'm like, what the hell, Andre? What's going on? But anyways, that's for the weather. Guys, how have you been now? How have you been? Hope you've had like an amazing week. Hope you've had a good time working, even if you're working. Even if you're on holiday, you're chilling right now. I bet you're having a good time. And even if you don't go on holiday, guys, it's not the end of the world, okay? We are here together. We're in this together. Maybe we should plan like a low budget holiday for people that can't afford it, you know? It's the experience that matters after all, you know? Not too much long talk. Guys, continuing from our last episode, over the past 2 weeks, I've been talking about... What was I talking about, guys? Remind me. I know what I was talking about. Come on. Feeling pressured at a young age. Why do young people feel pressured at a young age? Why do young people feel pressure to make it? At the age of 19, 20, we're feeling pressure. We have to make it. Why is it like that? So for the past 2 weeks, I'll be talking about it because I feel like, personally, this is an issue, or this is something that I feel like 99% of young people, young minds, we go through this in one way or the other. It's just that your own pressure is higher than my pressure. My own pressure is higher than another person's pressure. We try to pressurize each other. You get? So this is normal, but we have to tackle it. It's something that we can deal with, okay? It's really, really good, and it's a good thing when you are working for yourself, when you are doing something because you are passionate about it, because you are doing it for your own self. You're not doing it because you're trying to impress somebody else, okay? That's the generation we should be building. That's the generation we should be working towards. We are the leaders of tomorrow. Guys, are we still the leaders of tomorrow? Are we still? Think about it, guys. You know what we used to say? We are the leaders of tomorrow. That was when we were like 5 years, 8 years old, like 10. But look at us now. Are we still the leaders of tomorrow? Hey, okay. It's all right. We'll get there. Anyways, so talking about that topic for the past 2 weeks has not led us to another discussion, which is discovering yourself. Why have I decided to talk about this? Because feeling pressured, or you being influenced, or you being pressurized by somebody else, and then whatever you're doing is based off the fact that you are doing it because of that person. Feeling pressured and all of those things is based on you are doing it because of another person. But by the time you discover yourself, by the time you discover your purpose, by the time you discover your value, by the time you discover, oh, this is me, and whatever I'm doing, it has to please me, please myself, you see that pressure will not be there. Because no matter the pressure, I told a story about my friend that even if he goes out, no matter how they force him, he doesn't drink at all, because drinking or smoking is not part of his personality. That's not him at all. So that also, that whole issue, that scenario, it also applies to our life when it comes to being pressurized. I feel like if you discover yourself, if you know what you want for yourself, and you start working towards that thing, no matter the pressure that's going to come from left or right, you go dodge them. So I've put down like few questions that I feel like I'm going to talk about a few of them. And even if I don't finish talking about it today, we'll carry on. We're here. We'll carry on. And guys, you know the gist. If you got any anticipation, if you got any thought or anything you want to talk about, you feel like, oh, okay, I think I need to get involved in this topic, make sure you go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_, drop your thoughts, and we'll definitely feature it. Or you can ring us right now on the number 0161-222-9960, 0161-222-9960, and share your thoughts. Thank you. So let's get right into it, guys. Discovering yourself. What does discovering yourself means? I'll go first. Obviously, I'll go first because it's me. It's only me that's talking here. But if you have anything to say, just go to my page. Memes_minds_, drop your thoughts. Okay, guys. Discovering yourself. What does discovering yourself mean? When you hear the word discovering yourself, what does it mean? Does it mean that you are lost? Does it mean that you don't have destination in your life? You don't know where you're going to. If they throw you to left, you go to left. If they throw you to right, you go to right. What does discovering yourself, what does it mean to you? For me personally, discovering yourself it doesn't necessarily mean that you're lost or you don't know what you're doing. I said on the last episode, I said that this age gap that we are in, this age that we are in, from 20 to like 25, 26, we're still like, is a process where we are discovering, like, knowing what we want, like, knowing our purpose, you know? Because at the early age, whatever we're doing is just basically to please, you know, our family, our parents, and stuff like that. So if they tell you, you have to be this, or you have to be a banker, you have to be a lawyer, you have to go for it. But then by the time you start knowing what you want for yourself, by the time you start growing up, you're starting to get exposed in a good way. You start to discover, okay, this is what suits my personality. This is what, I think this is what I want to pursue. I think this is what's relating to my passion. So this age gap is a time where we're discovering. So discovering yourself doesn't necessarily mean that, oh, you're lost or you don't have destination in life. It's about you finding yourself. It's about you finding the true self. It's about you finding your authentic self. It's about you being who you are, not trying to please someone else, not trying to be another person, not trying to impress somebody else. That's what discovering yourself is. Now, I've put down some points. Number one, the pressure to make it, which we've obviously talked about for the past 2 weeks. The pressure to make it is real. It is real. Listen. The pressure to make it at a young age is real. It is real. It is real. When you see your friends, oh my God, they are pulling up with Lambos. They are pulling up with like the big, big cars. They are wearing designers and stuff like that. They are up there and then you just see yourself, okay, I'm there doing nothing. Then you start to feel pressure to make it. You start to feel, even if nobody, the thing is, nobody's pressurizing you. Nobody's forcing you to go make the money. But it just comes like that because you let your intrusive thoughts, that's the word, you let your intrusive thought take that part of you. And another thing is, you can feel pressured if you want to. Like I spoke about the internet, I said, one thing about social media, it does good and it does bad. It harms and it also heals. Okay? Social media, it gives the good part and the bad part. So it's now left for you. Do you want to receive that good part or do you want to take that bad part? It's not left for you. That's one thing about social media. Okay? So you can choose whatever you want to be influenced with. You can choose whatever you want to be pressurized with. But the thing is, you just have to control it. Make sure you strike a balance. It's not even about striking a balance between pressured or influence or whatsoever. Don't be pressured. See, you can either take it to be your motivation. You can either take it to be like, okay, because this person has done it, that means I can do it as well. There's a difference between you saying, oh, if this person can do it, if this person of my age can do this, then I can do it. And there's a difference between you saying, oh, because you've done that, I will do it. Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes, I will do it. That's pressure. So make sure you strike a balance or make sure you know when you're being pressured or when you're being motivated. Right, next point. Why does everyone expect us to have it all figure out at the age of 18 to 25? The thing is, this generation, right? Or this this generation that we are in, there's no particular age, there's no specific age that the government has ruled that and say, okay, by this age you need to have 5 cars, you need to have houses, you need to have made it, you need to have 20 figures in your account. There's no rule like that. It's just we, this generation, we've just tend to like pick up one random age and be like, okay, if you don't make it by then you are useless. There's no specific age. I keep telling you guys, say everyone, we run at different pace. You might be running faster than me, I might be running slower, another person might be running faster than you. As long as we get to our destination, that's what matters. Okay, now next point, you need to think about, who am I doing this for? Who am I doing this for? Am I doing this for myself or am I doing it because I want to impress other person? Listen, I feel like that's the first question you need to actually think about. you need to actually think about that question. You need to think about that question, right? So I tell you guys a story. Obviously, when I went to the hospital and then I saw patients, you know, the blood everywhere, I was so uncomfortable and I did not see myself, doing nursing. Obviously, I was studying nursing before, right? But then when I went to the hospital, I was like, nah, I don't see myself doing this. When I got home that day, I sat on my bed and then I asked myself, I said, okay, what am I really doing? Am I going to carry on like this? Am I going to keep lying to myself? Because trust me, guys, back then, if anybody asked me, oh, do you like nursing course? I'd be like, oh, I love it. I want to save life. I want to take care of people. Bro, I don't want to take care of anybody. Just let me be, man. Just let me be. I don't want to do that. Like, if someone could ask me and I would sincerely open up, that's what I would have said. But obviously, like, I'm just covering up. I'm like, okay, I like it. It's a nice cause. I mean, nurse. When you get nurse, you're like, okay, nurse. I'm like, nah, that's not what I want to do. I started thinking. I was like, oh, what am I really doing this for? Who am I impressed? Who am I really doing this nursing course for? And when you start answering that question, when you start opening your mind to different things, and then your answer comes. Okay? Now, next point. Are your goals truly yours or shaped by parents? You know what, yeah? I understand the fact that, okay, most of the things that we do, or most of the things that we do back when we was young and stuff like that, it was mostly influenced by our parents. If you're an African child or you grew in an African home, you would understand. You will understand what I'm saying. That growing up, one thing about African parents, they, not all of them though, but majority, they kind of like, they have, once when you're giving birth to you, they have this life that they've pictured. They have this, they've got this visual representation of what they want that child to become. And then when the child starts growing up, they start pushing that child to that, you know, that goal, that thing that they want for that child. They start pushing them, even without even hearing from okay, what do you want to do? Sometimes they don't even ask you, just become a doctor. In Nigeria, once become a doctor, become a lawyer, oh my god, discover yourself. And your goals, is it shaped by social media, or is it shaped by school? Is it shaped by, the thing is, even when you go to school, you study, let's say you're studying marketing, right? You start studying business from high school, and then you do marketing in college, and then you go to uni marketing, you do your master's as well. At the end of the day, it might even turn out that marketing is not for you. You're doing something, you are passionate about something else. I know people that they've gone to school, right? They've gone to school, they've done health and social care, they've done a science course, they've graduated with their certificate, right? And then they end up going into business and marketing. Not like there's no job, they've got the opportunity, but then they're like, okay, I went to school because I want to back that degree, I just want to back that certificate, not because I really have passion for that. And then they start going into business, and then they are doing well. So sometimes, what my point there is, that it takes time for you to discover what you want. Sometimes you have to get to some certain age, you have to, like, you've gone far before you start discovering, okay, this is what I really want, this is me. Okay, discovering yourself is massive, like, is a massive thing, like, it's really massive. That's why for this particular topic, I'm gonna have another episode, because obviously you can't, you know me now, I like to talk. I will talk and talk and talk and talk until I'm satisfied. Guys, I just remember now, hope we are saving. You wanna go Maldives, save up, whatever you're doing, save up. You know what, I actually missed the lifestyle episode. Oh my god, the lifestyle episode, oh, the lifestyle series, oh my god, I love it I love it. Maybe we'll have another lifestyle series, season 2. All right, guys, let's just go for a short break. When we get back, we'll carry on from the whole topic about discovering yourself, and we're gonna listen to Badana by Fireboy and Asake, released 2022, I guess. Yeah. And well, that song rained that time. Right, so let's listen to this song, and then we'll get back. We continue from where we stop. Be right back.
All of them done they notice. I'm not joking. All my guys them know me. Since 06 I've been writing this story. I know be OG, but if you ask them know me. I know they blow trees, only lonely me lonely. Music chose me, just know this and know peace. I dey lucky, but I'm never lonely.
Smoking hole, it's the way you do it, so. On the car, you
Welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Ifi Neme by Moreva. Ifi Neme, till you do me. Stop, let's not. No, I know you guys. See, for me to sing for you guys, you need to pay me, you know, because this voice is too, it's too melodious, guys. Stop, don't play. Anyways, guys, if you're just joining us for the first time, you're welcome to Memes and Minds with Esther. You are very, 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 very welcome. And we've not gone too far. We're still talking about, or still, you know, downloading the topic, discovering yourself. Today, I feel like today's, you know, guys, before I forget, happy new month. Aha, happy new month, guys, happy new month. I just forgot. Sorry, my bad. So today's episode is all about, you know, pondering on the question that comes with discovering yourself, pondering on the key point of discovering yourself. Okay, next episode, next Friday, guys, get ready for next Friday episode. We are doing something different. Get ready, guys. Next episode, don't miss next episode for anything. Anyways, so today's episode is not like, you know, talking about like the shallow things when it comes to discovering yourself, like the key points, and then next we're gonna go deep into discovering yourself, because this generation that we are in, some of us don't even know what we want for ourselves. Okay, so we need to know what we want for ourselves and then start working towards it. Okay, now I spoke before the short break, I spoke about couple of things like the pressure to make it, and why does everyone expect us to have a figure out at the age of 18 to 25? Who are you doing this for? Whatever you're doing, who are you doing it for? Okay, and then I went to talk about, are your goals truly yours, or are they shaped by your parents or your school or your friends or your social media? Friends also have like a massive impact in your life, either good or bad. They have a massive impact in your life. That is why you need to choose your friends wisely. You need to know who you call your friends. Okay, they can either impact you positively or they break you. Guys, I just remember this movie I've been watching or been seeing this week. Don't judge me. The movie is just 8 episodes, but I've been watching it since Monday. To Kill a Monkey, actually. I've been watching it since Monday. I'm sorry. I'm not a binge watcher. I'm not. I will take my time. So yeah, I've been seeing this movie, To Kill a Monkey. I'm gonna divert a little bit. I've been seeing this movie, To Kill a Monkey, and some person said that it's overrated. Some persons are like, okay, it's worth the hype. For me personally, I think it's worth the hype. Don't judge me, I'm just saying my point. If you got anything to say, go to my page, go and say whatever you want to say there. Anyways, so To Kill a Monkey is actually worth it, and the movie talks about poverty, honestly. How a guy was poor and then he met this guy that he helped like years back. That's why it's good to be good, honestly. And then the guy, obviously, that he helped back, is made it. I don't know why movies are always like that. People that you help, they'll make it, they'll not come back to come and help you. That's how this one is. Like, he was willing to help him, but was he willing to work for him? And then obviously the money was an illegal money. And then fast forward to when he made money and everything, betrayal came in at some point. And then this guy that was poor, he started feeling, you know, he started losing the trust, and then he last come betray the guy. That's just the summary of the whole. I've not finished watching it though, but that's a summary of the whole movie. Why did I speak about that? Obviously, because I said choose your friends wisely. Share impact or connect the choose your friend wisely to the story. I don't know. I'm just saying. I just thought to review that movie. But anyways, so like I was saying, friends have a massive impact in our life, so it's good that you choose your friends wisely. And then another thing is comparison. always comparing yourself. I wish I was her. I wish I had this. I wish I was that. Chill out, man. Relax. Relax. Comparison. Relax. I wish. You wish. When you're not fairy godmother, stop wishing. Do something for yourself. Do something for yourself. Start wishing for yourself, not because of somebody else. Start wishing for yourself, okay? Comparison is a trap, honestly. It's a trap. And if you're not careful, that's where pressure starts coming in, right? And then next, redefine success. I spoke about this last week. I said for you to be able to manage pressure, you've got to define what it means, what making it means to you. What does, oh, I've made it in life, what does it mean to you? What's the definition? How do you define it? When you say, okay, I've made it, doesn't mean, oh, I've made it, I have my peace of mind, I'm not stressed, I have my peace. Even if I don't do this, I still feel at ease. Or does it mean you are riding one of the biggest car in town, or you're wearing designers? What does it mean to you? By the time you define what it means to you, by the time you define, and when you're defining your own making it, or you're defining success, make sure it's aligning to your goal. Make sure it aligns to your value. Listen to me, guys, girls, boys, everyone listening to me. Before you make any decision, think about your value. Before you do anything, think about, is this me? That's sometimes, I'm going to be honest, right? That's sometimes when I wear some certain outfits, when I stand in front of the mirror, first of all, I'm not, even before I look at the mirror, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. And then when I stand in front of the mirror, I tell myself, is this you? Is this you? If you walk out of that door, will you be comfortable? Will you be proud of yourself when you're walking out of that door? And by the time I start thinking, okay, I don't think this is me, I have to change the outfit. Okay? So decisions need to be made based on your value, based on your personality, based on your lifestyle, based on you yourself. Okay? Now, next is, do you want a job that pays well or a life that feels good? And I feel like, you know what, yeah? This generation, everybody just wants to make money. Like, nobody's even thinking about, like, okay, like thinking about the whole issue deep down, like thinking about, having deep thoughts about whatever they're doing. Like, everyone just, like, come on. I'm not saying, no, make money, yo. If you don't make money, who's going to pay your bill? Not me, definitely. You got to make your money. But the thing is, don't let the fact that you're making money shift you from your focus or shift you from your purpose. I understand. Listen, let's say your purpose, your passion is to let's say your passion is to make hair, or is to be a hairstylist, biggest hairstylist, maybe that's your dream and stuff like that. Obviously, you gotta start from somewhere. And when you start from somewhere, that's not a solid, how do I put it now? That however you're starting, the money you're going to get from it, it's not going to pay all your bills. So you need something on the side, which is how it's supposed to be done. Okay? When it comes to investing in your passion, it doesn't mean like putting your whole energy. In as much as you want to put your own energy, you've got to be realistic. Be realistic. Okay, if I quit my job, or I stop doing this, or I stop going here, or I stop doing this and focus on making hair, will this sustain me for as long as it's going to sustain me for? Will this pay my bill? Will this cover for everything that I need for this month? Think about that. Okay? Think about that. And then if you feel, okay, I don't think it's going to cover my bills or whatsoever, do another side job. Get another job. And when you get another job, also focus on your passion. Also invest. It's like you're doing 50-50. 50-50. You got to be realistic. Oh. Don't go and say, okay, because you want to invest in your passion, you put all your energy, and now at the end of the month, you don't have money to pay for bills. You come and tell me that the side that says you involve. see, be realistic. Please, be realistic. Okay? Now, lastly, I said trial and error is normal. Listen, it is okay to fail. If you like, go and fail. Listen, if you give your heart something, if you try your best, if you give your best to something, and at the end of the day, it doesn't come out the way you wanted it to come out, it's fine. That's it's all, see, it's fine only when you know that you put your efforts into it. But bro, if you don't do anything and then you fail, you have to be guilty, honestly, because it's your fault. Okay? But then if you feel like, oh, I've done all I could do and it did not come out well, did not turn out well, it's fine. We all make mistakes. Okay? We all make mistakes. The thing is, you have to pick up yourself, dust yourself up, and move on. On to the next. Okay? So even if you fail, even if you're learning something or whatsoever and it did not turn out well, it's fine. Okay? As long as it's something that you have passion for. That's why I said, whatever you do, you're doing, you have to be passionate about it. You have to be passionate about it. Because if anything happens, whenever you are down, that thing that's going to bring you up, that thing that's going to fuel you is your passion. It's your passion. Okay? So it's good that you invest in something that you have passion for. Okay? Guys, that's that about discovering yourself. That's just like key points. And as time goes on more episodes to come, we're going to get our hands into each of this point or each of this, you know, this key points I've just, you know, told you about. Okay, guys, you know what time it is? It's memes of the week. Today's episode is just, you know, calm, nothing too stressful about. Get right into it. So, memes of the week, as you all know, one of my favorite parts. Okay, let's get straight into it, guys. If you've got anything to say, go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_. We're actually on TikTok as well, you know. memes_minds_. Or if you feel like, oh, I want to say anything right now, you can ring on the number 0161-222-9960. 0161-222-9960. Memes of the week. Drum rolls. Thank you. Okay, let's get right into it. First meme of the day. Someone said, I know life can be tough, but you still gotta wear deodorant. Thank you. Life is hard, we understand, but smell nice. Smell nice, very important. Smell, even if you don't have to get the most expensive perfume, just smell nice. Just at least when someone stands next to you, make the person feel breathe, if at all. Don't suffocate them. Okay, next meme. Nona says, oh, the same thing actually. The best summer outfits start with a shower and a deodorant, especially now that it's summer. The thing is, I don't even know if it's actually summer or if we are. I don't even know if it's summer or I don't even know. Do you know what? Yeah, I woke up today and my sister was asking me, sis, are we in summer or winter? And I said, at this point, we are in winter like this. Because why was it cold this morning? Nah, it was too cold. No, usually when I wake up, I take off my blanket because it's too hot, but today I was fighting with my blanket. I was fighting. Come, please. Nah, it was cold this morning. Anyways, next meme. when I saw this meme, I started thinking, I was like, God, you need to help me too. Someone said, by the time I find the scripture, the pastor is already done. Please, God, I'm trying, Lord. You know, in church, I mean, you know, things has changed though. Honestly, technology, see, things has changed. Now in church, when a pastor is preaching and then he calls a scripture, it displays on the TV or on the screen, so you don't even have to like open your Bible and whatsoever, like your hard copy Bible. like it's literally displayed on the screen. Back in the days, sometimes a pastor will tell you to read self. You will open your Bible. And sometimes before when it comes to scripture, I'm still looking for the scripture. Before I finish looking for it, the pastor don't read and finish, don't start to preach again. God have mercy. But now things have changed. Most of us, when we're going to church, we don't even have our Bible with us. We just go to church because obviously when the pastor calls the scripture, it's displayed on the screen. But regardless, read the Bible, guys. Okay. Next meme. Chris says, friendly reminder, straighten your back and drink some water. You dehydrated banana. I'm sorry, Chris. Why are we pissed? Why are we fuming? What do you mean dehydrated banana? That's brutal. But yeah, guys. Speaking about straightening your back, all thanks to Yasmin GPT on Love Island UK. I've heard that she's been able to teach some of our girls how to sit upright, how to sit and straighten their back. Because now I think I know why Chris has said they are just a banana. Because some people, they don't have like good proper sitting posture. When they are sitting, they're like bent. Do you get what I mean? So one thing I've learned from Yasmin GPT from Love Island is straighten your back. That girl's posture is insane. Oh my God. Nah. She's got insane posture. And the fact that she's able to sit like that without moving. She good. Anyways, next meme. In quotes, are you busy tomorrow? That question entirely depends on the rest of the information you're about to give me. Honestly, when someone asks you, are you busy tomorrow? I have to know why you're asking if I'm busy. Why are you asking? Why are you asking? Honestly, I don't think I'm the only one that thinks about that. But anyways, next meme. Someone is speaking about apple juice. It says, apple juice tastes like it wants to be an alcohol, but it's too shy. Shy. Oh my God. Shy. I know of this old lady, right? She drinks apple juice, and obviously, you know, apple juice got the same color as that of like an alcohol, right? And then whenever, like a vodka as well, whenever she's getting apple juice and the glass cup, she'll be like, that's my vodka. Because it does have the same color. And then the taste, maybe it does want to taste like alcohol. Maybe like apple juice wants to taste like alcohol. Maybe a little bit, yeah. And it's too shy. Someone said it's too shy. Come on. Anyways, next meme. TikTok comments are what you're thinking, but someone has the audacity to say it. Mm-hmm. Guys. TikTok. God bless my FYP. I built my FYP brick by brick, guys. When I come across some certain videos, I don't even have to finish watching the videos, right? I just go straight to the comment section, and I swear, whatever I'm thinking about, someone has already said it. But then, guys, but people on TikTok, like people on comment section, they've got nerves, so. Come on now, they've got nerve. Like, what, I can't even see, like they be spilling it, like come on, they're not even scared. Nah. And these days, you know what, the comment section is funnier than the actual video. True. Right, next meme. Lazy Jam says I've lost count the number of times I've said to someone, yeah, sounds great, I'll give it a go, about a TV series, then just never ended up giving it a go. I'll say it again. Lazy Jam is saying that he's lost count of how many times, okay, someone's recommending a movie to him, and then he'd be like, okay, I'll give it a go, yes, I'll watch it, da 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 da, but then never ends up watching it. How many of us do that? I do it all. Yeah, I'm sorry. I told you guys I'm not a binge watcher. I'm sorry. No, I don't. Nah. I know of how many movies are on my list, right? But even if I tell myself, oh, I'm gonna, do you know, I don't really know what's with me, honestly. To start a new series, I've got a problem. To start a new series is my problem, right? I've got a problem, honestly. And that's why when I start investing, when I start getting invested in that movie, I take my time. And one thing when it comes to me watching movie, the movie has like the first 30 seconds, you have to impress me. If you don't impress me, off you go. Except I've watched like the trailer of the video and people have told me about the movie, and then yeah, I can keep watching it. But if I'm just starting like a fresh one, you've got 30 seconds. If you don't impress me, then delete it. Nah. Well, anyways, next meme. My favorite childhood memory is when bills had absolutely nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Memories bring back here. You know what? When we used to grow up, everything that's sorted now, everything that's sorted out, you don't have to worry about house bill, getting food stuff, or cooking, or whatsoever. Everything is just easy. But now, level has changed. Level has changed. That's changed. No, I really miss those days where you have nothing to worry about. Like, everything is just sorted out. Like, everything is just, when you wake up, there's food for you to eat. Nobody's stressing to do this. You don't have to go to work. Like, if you ask for money, it comes easily. But now, you can't ask anyone for money. You can't. You have to hustle. If you need anything, you have to hustle and get it done yourself. But it's what it is, though. Right. Last meme of the day. Bringing phone to school those days was like smuggling drugs into a country. Things have changed indeed. When I see young people like 10, 11, 13, like they are going to school, you see their phones with them. Like they aren't scared. Like phone feels like they are normal, you know, they are basic for going to school. Like you have to have it when going to school. Back in my days, you want to bring your phone? Okay. Kiss that phone goodbye for like 2 months. Honestly, like things has changed. Nah, things has really, really, really changed. You won't dare. Oh my god, you won't dare now. Even if it's Nokia Touch. Guys, oh my god, guys, remember Nokia Touch? Oh my god. BlackBerry. BlackBerry phone. Oh my god. Guys, I need an episode about childhood. We're gonna talk about childhood memories because I have a lot to say. But anyways, them phones, Nokia, Samsung is still, they say Samsung now, but like Samsung back then, Infinix. Oh my god, if you're using Infinix back then, you feel like you are on top of the world. But anyways, what this person is saying, that bringing phone to school now compared to before is different. You can't take phones to school, but now, like, everyone's letting you do whatever you want to do. You can bring your phone, bring whatever you want to bring. Things have changed. And then it feels like we didn't enjoy our childhood. Why? Anyways, better live your life because we're running out of time, according to Caesar. Guys, we have come to the end of today's episode on Memes and Minds with Esther, talking about discovering yourself. We're going to go more into that on our next episode. Please do well to tune in because something massive is coming. It's coming. Something massive is coming. Number one, to your ear and to your screen. Watch out, guys. Watch out. Next week, we're going to get right into it because I'm going to keep reminding you guys of the purpose of the show is to build a community where young people that are being heard, they don't feel like they're alone. Okay? So we're pushing towards that direction. Okay? So guys, like I said, we've come to the end of today's episode, and please do well to anticipate on our Instagram page. We drop comments, sorry, not comment, content, that's what I'm gonna say. We drop post, comment, like, share, relatable, okay? It's at @means_minds_ on Instagram. Do well to enjoy your evening. Do well to enjoy your weekend. Do well to enjoy a lovely, have a lovely week ahead. And I'll catch you all on the next episode. Please do not miss next week's episode. Something massive is coming, guys. I know what I'm telling you. Okay. Thank you for listening. And bye for now.
I thought the hands of time would change me, and I'd be over this by now. Yeah, it's been too long since we got crazy. I'm lucky spinning out. I'm counting down till Friday come. I'm gonna do too much. No, I'm all in my bag, that's clutch. Feeling it, feeling it, feeling it. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, endless weekend on a wave, yeah.
You're listening to Radio Africana.